Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chhattisgarh today to participate in the celebrations marking 25 years of the formation of the state. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch a series of developmental projects worth over 14,260 crore rupees and take part in several programs. The Prime Minister will begin his visit by interacting with around 2,500 children successfully treated for congenital heart diseases under the Gift of Life program at the Sri Sathya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital in Nawaraipur, Atal Nagar, as part of the Dil Ki Baat initiative. After that, Mr. Modi will unveil the statue of Bharat Ratna former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at the new building of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nawaraipur in Atal Nagar. Prime Minister Modi will then participate in the Chhattisgarh Rajat Mahotsav, celebrating 25 years of the state's formation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will participate in the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus or ADMM Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. Mr. Singh will address the forum on reflection on 15 years of ADMM Plus and charting the way forward. The Defence Minister yesterday took part in the second ASEAN-India Defence Ministers informal meeting. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh highlighted that ASEAN-India relationship remains a strong pillar of stability in today's uncertain world, where many old beliefs and expectations are changing. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India-UK ties have evolved from a complicated historical association to a dynamic and forward-looking partnership. In his remarks during the UK National Day celebrations in the national capital yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that both the nations have not only expanded cooperation under the Technology Security Initiative, but also deepened it with regard to connectivity, AI and critical minerals. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said that traditional rivalries, terrorism and proxy wars, along with disinformation campaigns, pose major threats today. Addressing the Young Leaders Forum to empower youth for national security in New Delhi, the Army Chief said that warfare is increasingly becoming non-kinetic and non-contact. Mega multi-domain tri-service exercise Trishul is underway along the western border with Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi, Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that the exercise will be conducted till the 13th of this month. Vice Admiral Pramod said that the Indian Army's Southern Command, the Indian Navy's Western Command, the Air Force's Southwestern Air Command, as well as the Coast Guard, BSF and other central agencies are participating in Exercise Trishul.
Tri-services, that means Army, Navy, Air Force, as well as Coast Guard and BSF and the central agencies are participating. And in a large number, how to enhance the synergy between all the maritime forces as well as inter-services. So it is a very large, complex environment, and this is a multi-domain integrated operation which we are conducting. This includes, other than the conventional part of cyber, space, all these aspects also are being considered.
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has unveiled the Aadhaar Vision 2032 framework to strengthen future-proof digital identity through AI, blockchain, quantum computing and advanced encryption. India has achieved 3 Guinness World Record titles under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. The campaign, which was held between 17 September and 2 October, witnessed unprecedented community participation. The initiative set multiple records, including the highest number of people to register for a healthcare platform in a single month, numbering over 3 crore 21 lakh. It also achieved the record for most people to sign up for a breast cancer screening online in 1 week. And in badminton, India's Unnati Hooda stormed into the women's single semifinals of Hilo Open Super 500 tournament at Saarbrücken in Germany yesterday. She defeated 4th-seeded Lin Xiangti of Chinese Taipei. And that is the end of this news bulletin.